Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for the...
Hey, smokers, you stink! I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss!
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australis, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nipple pump, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undescended tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, solanum virus, homosexuality, bisexuality, OMS, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain cloud, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Schreiber,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Hey yo, this is Method Man right here, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
This is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to 360 on 420 Radio, MoreLikeRadio.com.
Balls up.
Ears up.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck you, Scrams. It lasted longer than 37 minutes. I got 50 minutes of audio.
Well, you're talking, what, 25 minutes of quiet don't talk while Game of Thrones is on.
Well, we're here.
You can't, I had to double and triple and quadruple check.
Yeah. I'm working on the video. I don't know if fuck Twitch being a cunt. Western Echo, so what am I turning the replay on? I'm going to say we're going to get through the first hour at least.
Over-under set at 2 hours.
2 hours? I don't know, man. That's a lofty goal.
So over-under is set there.
Considering we've done two shows a week for 3 years now. I think we can afford to kick out here every once in a while. 90 minutes. All What's the over under?
2 hours. So Red Sox is taking under.
All right. Well, okay. You want video. Now I got to fucking pay attention over here and do this.
You try to work that
you
out.
You fucking. If,
oh, me. You, if, I'll fucking.
Yeah, save us.
No. No. What's been going on the rest of the week, then?
That's how you save it? You throw it back
no,
to me?
No.
God, you're terrible at radio.
I just got to play the part, right? Nobody
Oh, you're going to play Bit Killer Guy again. Is that that one's back now? Great. If I don't have enough to deal with already.
You didn't go back and watch Kitchen Nightmares when I told you to.
No. I didn't. You know why? Because I had a hell of a week.
Right.
I enjoyed my week.
Well,
it's
now
a lot better now.
Now you're going to take the question I throw to you?
What did you want? Okay, go. Have it. Here.
No, yeah, go ahead. Take the question I threw to you.
What? No, I did not watch it.
Well, no, the one before.
What was the one before that?
The week about the week. Jesus.
What about my week? Pretty much everybody knows about my week.
That's what you do?
No, that's because I was trying to get a second to deal with this, and you throw it right back to me. It's like hot potato.
You can deal with that.
Oh, here we go. Shut it off.
Don't you look at...
Shut it off.
What you always say?
Shut it off.
You always say, I could do two things at once.
I can.
So why can't you talk and do that?
I have a bowl in my hand.
Oh, bullshit.
No, it's true.
I see it. What's your point?
My point's on my penis.
What the fuck?
That's a dog. All right, apparently I gotta fuck with Twitch now.
You gotta fuck with Twitch.
Sounds like a reality show to me. Yeah, it pretty much is.
That's what you get when I come in watching Total Divas.
Dude, Total Divas is a shit. Fuck you. I like Total Divas. As much as people hate Total Divas, I like Total Divas. It's nice. But
there's enough side boob in there for me.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's Divas.
Dig it a little bit.
Who doesn't like Divas? Puppies.
Puppies?
Puppies, as
puppies.
The great Jerry the King Lawler would say. Let's see if this works.
No, anyway, I was watching Hulu the other day, and I noticed in post-play, the next one to play was supposed to be like the latest Kitchen Nightmares. I was like, that's back?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, so I go to check out and see what's
there. That's Dog's area of expertise.
I don't mind.
Dude, I'm convinced Dog would blow that dude.
Gordon Ramsay. It's raw. No, all right, so
hold on, I gotta stop.
Okay,
hold on, time out. All right, old lady is here. She's not talking on a mic. She vowed to not discuss anything or participate in the show in any way. But I look over, and she's holding a bowl of cereal to her head.
Listen for the snap, crackle, and pop.
They've got the new, what is it, Fruity Loops?
It's not Fruity Loops, it's Fruity Pebbles.
It's Fruity Pebbles with Pop Rocks in them.
Mm. That seems dangerous.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. All right, let's see.
You ever
is the video
with,
working now?
You ever pour some Coke on them?
Can you see us? Hi. If it doesn't work, fuck you, because I'm done. We'll just go with the video.
Let's see if it works.
Does it work? Is it working? Does it work?
I don't.
Can you see us?
We get to no video.
Is this working?
I don't know.
This is stupid. All right, fuck it. No video.
God damn it.
What do you mean, god damn it?
I don't like not having video anymore.
I can't help it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know why.
We started doing it. I don't like not having anything.
I know Twitch decided to be a cunt.
And XSplit decided to force an
update. XSplit forced an update. What do you want? What?
So the crack is no longer workable.
What do you want? The weed?
Is...
Bye.
What?
I told you she's vowed to not discuss anything or say anything on the show.
We're not discussing anything.
But,
fuck that.
What were we saying? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
No, I went through and decided to see what had already aired at Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, a lot.
It was two episodes.
Yeah.
It was the second episode. No, I go and look. And you remember the whole deal when the last season ended, everybody was all about that Amy's Baking Company.
Yeah, mainly because she's a cunt.
Right. Well, they went back for the first episode of the season.
Right.
They went back. Hard reset it. Jesus.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me to do this while I'm talking.
I did. I tried to do hand motions, but we're unprofessional here.
It doesn't matter. You're going to make me move away from the mic to do this.
P-Rock, the weed? Y'all have weed? Yes, we do. Well, I my old lady does. I was given two buds and said, make it last. So, yeah, the old lady has it. What were we saying?
So they went back to this Amy's Baking Company with the crazy fuckers. But Gordon Ramsay did not go back.
Well, of course, he walked out.
Yeah, they started playing like unaired clips and stuff from the last episode. And what they did, let me point this out. That place is based in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay, yeah.
So they're announcing what they're going to do. He sends a local reporter to go interview them and, you know, talk about what happened, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sends a reporter, as I said, in Scottsdale, Arizona. The reporter that goes to interview him is a nice lady named Ana Garcia.
Ana Garcia. Does she have big boobs?
Ana like Garcia.
Oh, wait a minute.
Are we catching this?
That rings a bell.
In Arizona?
I know someone, but they're not in Arizona.
Right.
I'm like, not gonna.
What are you
I'm
doing
not gonna
there?
Correlate, but I'm pretty sure that person at home's like, wait, what?
He sends a local reporter, Ana Garcia, to go talk to the crazies.
Well, I know that the one that I know has big boobs.
Yeah.
At least I think. I don't know. All the pictures I've seen. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, of all those.
Yeah.
But I was laughing my ass off because it's, you know.
Did you pick it
Western.
Up?
Western. Huh?
Did you drop it? Like you said, you laughed your ass off. Did you find it?
Oh, that was horrible.
I'm being fucking terrible joker. Yuck.
You got to get the laugh in if you're going
to
do that.
See, no. Because I was waiting to see if you figured out what bit I was doing. Because we're bit guys now.
Is that what we are?
That's what we are. We're a bit show.
Fuck you. I'm not doing judge jokes.
Well, it feels good to be back, even though we didn't really miss anything but 2 hours.
We missed a lot, apparently. Apparently, there was at least one person sitting in the chat room last show after we were off for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, just babbling to themselves.
Hoping that we'd come back.
Yeah. It's probably like that dog from Futurama. And Fry's never coming back. Like, see, that's what she was. She's seen that episode, so she thought that was going to happen and that we were never coming back. But we're like cockroaches. You can't kill us. We can only kill ourselves by doing something stupid. I had heard that there's a Nodors coming. I should probably check my text messages because there may or may not be. He's been at T-Roy's for like 3 hours. Oh, no. Punchy, not going to be on tonight. Exhausted. Got to be way early.
Oh, man. No.
No, we're not talking about her.
No.
No. But, you know, such is life. I guess I should try and fix this video some more. So these people
keep trying.
These people could be like, ooh, I could see your man titties. They look good.
So apparently there's a new, quote, Google for the dark web.
The dark web. Is that what T-Roy uses to get his, you know?
It says it's supposed to make buying dope and guns easy.
Oh, so like, what's that fucking thing that just got busted?
What was it, Silk Road?
Silk Road. That's what it was.
It's like
Death Right.
The screen cap of the search. It looks like the Google homepage, you know, just Google and the search bar. It says grams. Search multiple darknet markets.
Darknet markets?
Darknet markets.
All right. If this does not work, I'm murdering puppies. So.
That's what it's called. It's called
if you
grams.
Don't see us on video now, the shit's not happening. So, hi. Last time I'm waving.
Grams, which launched last week and is patterned after Google, is accessible only through the Tor anonymizing browser.
Now, is it like eBay where I have to pay them like a portion of it per bag? Like, that would kind of suck. Like, I get an eighth. Like, I just got a half for 65. Do I have to give them like $15?
I don't think so.
Like, do I still have to meet the dealer? Or are they like shipping? Like, do they have an underground UPS?
Let's see.
You're not very ripe with information.
No, I just found this.
Oh, apparently the video is working.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Because Fozy of the Orange Room, Saturday nights at 9 o'clock, asked, what's the fuck's Garden Warfare? Only one of the better games.
It's a game I'm probably going to go buy tomorrow.
Why the fuck haven't you bought it yet?
I almost bought it yesterday. It's on sale for $30.
It's, dude, $30 is a fucking steal.
Well, I know, and I'm getting a physical copy of it.
$30 is a fucking steal. Did that just cut that fucking off? Yes, it did. God damn it.
Yay.
It starts working, and I fucking cut it off because I'm not looking.
I didn't buy it yesterday because it's on sale at Best Buy, and I didn't have my Best Buy card.
Yeah.
Or my login info, so I couldn't get a hold of my reward zone credits.
Yeah, you kind of need those.
To make it so it'd only be $15.
All right.
Instead of 30.
What?
So I'm going to do that tomorrow, I think.
You... All right, if you're going to buy an Xbox One, get Plants vs. Zombies and Titanfall. Those are two games you absolutely need. All right.
And I would even say maybe hold off on Titanfall if you just want to get Plants vs. Zombies.
I honestly, depending on who you are, you know, of course, but for the type, I've had more fun with Plants vs. Zombies than I have with Titanfall. Just based on purely how they did the unlock system, like the little sticker shop's kind of interesting.
Right.
And like you go to this little sticker shop and you don't get to pick what you unlock, man. It randomly does it. So like you pretty much have to keep working for all these motherfuckers. So it's grinding, but it's grinding on this. And, you know, you got all these nice little characters and it opens up little parts. Like I got an ice pea. Yeah. I got a fire chomper. I don't know if this is working. Is this still working? I didn't even bother to look.
I don't know.
Because I'm stupid. Apparently, yes. But,
looks like it. Yep.
But yeah, I'll play that here in a little bit. What the fuck is she watching? You were watching one of the best games I've ever played.
Us in the corner.
Yeah, Us in the Corner.
You're about to watch me go get up and show my ass while I get some beers.
Shake it while you go by.
Okay.
And I'm going to continue to fumble around. But Xbox One, if you're getting it, get this game. Number one, it's third-person shooter. So, I mean, it's not the normal, you know, I don't like first-person shooter type of thing. So, all right, there's a new tweet uploading new PP video. So, apparently, we're going to have fun. We're going to make it to that second hour, folks. But if you get an Xbox One, get Plants vs. Zombies. The game's fucking fantastic, especially if you like the series. Like, all right, here, I'll play a quick little match. Quick little match. We'll play some Gnome Bomb. Object of this game is to pick up a bomb.
I have not seen Gnome Bomb.
And you drop it off at the place, right? Kitty says thank you.
Yep.
Well, she doesn't say it, but her bean says it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Did you give
is
it a good
that?
Flick?
Look at that. Is that footer? Oh, that's fantastic. Who did that?
Is that the cop that pulled over my dad this morning?
Your dad got a ticket.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He got pulled over this morning, though. He was all like, he actually posted it on Facebook like a fucking idiot. You know, one of those, I just got pulled over. Lucky he didn't give
lights.
Me a ticket. Like, dad. You shit.
What was that?
Fucking Java.
Ooh, I'm a thing. Look, I could be an all-star,
ooh.
Or I could be a goalie star, or I could be a baseball star.
You know you want to be that baseball star.
Or I could be a rug. I could be a baseball star. You want me to be? I'll be the baseball star. Bomb is dead. Yes, you chase. The object of the game is to chase Western Echo around the map.
All right, Butt Monkey, it's ready.
Xbox on Snap. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Wow. What's up, buddy?
I'm not deleting that. That's fucking
deleting
epic.
One. Wow. Those are some titties.
They're all up in her neck.
Look, I'm gonna rape like this motherfucker from behind. Kick it. Look, you could kick midgets in this game.
I'm having a hard time seeing, noticing whether that's a boob or not.
That's right. I just kicked a midget and it killed people. So
not that.
No. That's a fat guy that's trying to eat me, and he did.
Nah.
Like it's even brought the boy in here. What? Nothing.
He heard Plants vs. Zombies. Hey guys, we got an extra special guest on today.
It's a little ginger.
Say don't hi.
Worry. Don't worry, folks. I've made sure he has a soul. I've raised him to have one.
Oh, he didn't like
it
that
might not
at all.
Be there, but he's still got one.
He's giving you his mom's eyes
I
right
know,
now.
I know. I get that. I don't even have to, like, see it. I just feel it. I don't, you know, I'm eyes glued. I'm trying to, you know, to stay in control.
Why does Amy keep putting the food on top
because
of
she lives here, too. And there's nothing we could do about it. There's things that
it was either going to be food or beer.
Yeah.
I would rather it be beer.
Yeah, of course. The beer's movable.
It's a good boy. Yeah, good boy.
He's trained right. God, I'm never good at this game.
There's not even any drinkers in this house.
No. He knows.
Mm.
Like, he's got a...
I'd rather move beer than food.
Yeah. with gas station food on top of that, so.
I mean, honestly, we're, holy shit, what the hell?
I'm shooting baseballs at people.
Why is that chick puking?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Ooh, I just raped some errs. I almost said it. I've gone two shows without it, man.
Well, what was it, 2.5,
last
right?
One counts, fuck you.
2.5? 2 1/3?
It counts.
According to Scrams, 2 1/6?
2 27 minutes. I'll kick another midget at him.
Oh, man.
That is great. You really do need to get this game, man.
I'll get it tomorrow.
It's something else, man. Shooting plants. Oh, you little bastard. Come here.
What the fuck? Over here. Apparently, Foams is going to be looking for a GIF to post in of a dude fingering a bitch from
your thoughts on that?
That one?
Yes, that one.
We've seen that one.
The small child with the poo on his face.
Yeah.
He looks so thrilled to have that there. It's like, this is where that goes. Why are you looking at me weird?
It's amazing. Like, what I find amazing is how scrunched up his face gets. It looks fairly elongated for an Asian.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's just all scrunched up. Like, he's got half a face now. It's half the size.
Half a face, half a ball. It's all kinds of things going on.
Lots of halves.
Yeah. Half a show?
Oh, Jesus Christ, there it is.
What is that?
That's a dude fingering a chick's butthole while she helps the other chick vomit.
Yeah. Hey, boy, you need to go to bed.
It's nighttime. Yeah, that was probably a bad idea to explain that.
That's the one.
Sorry.
That's where you go out the room.
Sorry. Apologies.
Like, again, he's around it. He's,
well, yeah. He's not looking at it.
I know. He's all in Plants vs. Zombies. He loves Plants vs. Zombies, man.
Oh, shit. He does smell the finger afterwards, too.
You shouldn't smell. Like, the smell's not going to be good. I don't know why you're,
How's that stinky pinky? Failed that test, didn't you?
It's a little brown.
A little? It's probably squishy, too.
Oh, stop going around the corner, bitch. That's what I'm talking about. Shooting baseballs at your ass.
Does he smell it and wipe it on her jeans?
That's a true trooper right there. Oh, I got butt fucked. He does sniff it.
He sniffs it, but I swear he wipes it on her first.
He does. He wipes it,
and then
he gives it the sniff.
Did I get it all?
Yeah.
It's like, is it all gone?
Well, I've done that though. Like I've kind of wiped. No, like I've wiped my own ass, right? And then like I've gone for the courtesy sniff. Like it kind of felt wet, but I didn't know. So you have to
the extra wipe.
Yeah, you kind of all right. You wipe a little weird, and you feel not the sickness or whatever, but you feel it on your hand, and you just kind of gotta give it the quick sniff test. Is this getting awkward yet?
A little bit.
Yeah?
We're talking about
sniffing my butt, yeah. No, I mean, it's like, it's the best way to tell if you have shit on your fingers,
Or, you just assume and wash your hands.
Well, I'm going to do that anyways. Right. But you still, there's the 5-minute wash and then there's the 20-minute, holy shit, I have shit on my hands. Like, there's a different...
The one that requires a shower wipe?
Yeah, there's a different type of wipe going on when you're doing, that versus that.
Maul says, to his horror, his finger smells like onions and ball cheese.
Yeah, it really does smell like onions and balls. Like, that's the best way I can explain it to you. I would like for the record to show that I have murdered 6.
That's good. The record will show.
7.
The record will show when you're done with the match.
I know, but I like fucking talking shit while I'm doing it because I'm good at it. Even though I'm getting raped, I'm going to kick a midget at him. That midget totally didn't do shit.
No. But what really could you expect from a midget?
Yeah, I'm losing. Dude, midget story. After this game.
After the game.
After the game. Because that it kind of came out weird. I don't, I want to be able to tell this in the correct way. You know, I want to get all the details in. I'm losing anyways, so fuck this. Plants versus Zombies.
Had a couple people notice the other day. Did you notice?
Did I notice?
That I was watching hockey.
You were watching hockey?
I was watching hockey.
What game did you watch?
I watched quite a bit of the Mavs Ducks.
Mavs Ducks?
Yeah.
Who's the Mavs?
It's, what is it? The Dallas. No, the Stars. Stars.
Yeah,
Stars.
I was like,
I'm
wait,
sorry.
The who?
They had the basketball game on was on too. Like the Dallas basketball game.
Hey, Scrambler, relax. Do not besmirch the name of Patty Waugh in my chat room.
Forgive my confusion for a second because the Dallas basketball game was also on at the same time. But yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was the Stars and Ducks.
Yeah. Scrambler's gonna get blocked for that. I'm gonna block him for besmirching the Patty Waugh name. Did you enjoy your hockey experience?
It was a pretty damn good game.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Good fights.
I didn't actually see any fights.
Yeah, no fights.
It was a good second period, is what it was.
A nice second period.
It's a good second period.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you feel it? Is it in your bones?
No.
It's better than watching baseball. You have to admit that. There's,
I mean,
at least more to watch and more going on.
I still enjoy watching baseball. But
you like watching guys stand around, spit on the ground, shoving their thumb up their ass. And
it's more to it.
More to it.
It's more to it.
What does a typical left fielder do while he's waiting for the ball to come to him? Maybe that 1 in 10 chance.
Well, if it's
inning.
Please right field. Now there's the big story in baseball right now is that guy, one of the outfielders for the Dodgers, that Yaziel Puig.
Puig?
Puig.
Puig?
Yeah. Everybody's all talking about how his road to America and baseball, because he played,
yeah,
like he
how many hookers and trainers did he have?
He defected
to
from
there?
Cuba. Like, he had to come over.
Oh, he had to swim?
He
float here?
No, he was smuggled.
Oh.
Like, he was smuggled over.
What do you mean smuggled?
Like, there's a few different ways you can defect from Cuba.
Well, yeah, you could ride a fucking float or a flotilla.
Right.
I learned that when I lived in Florida.
There's people that, there's smugglers. When they come out from Mexico, what are they called? Coyotes?
Kitty, I like going to baseball games and get drunk and stare at men scratching, because that's what you're watching. They're just scratching. Hey, that's what we're doing here.
What's going on, Scrams?
I just want to, were you guys listening to Cousin Joe earlier?
I did not get
a
chance to. I caught
a little bit here and there.
I was working.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So, Joe Conte called in, and he was ragging on hockey.
Yeah.
Okay. And he said that he doesn't like when you go to a hockey game because they make you wait in the vomitories before walking back to your seat. You know, they blow a whistle because it's a fast game. And he's like, I don't like that, but I do like going to a baseball game because you can stop paying attention for a half an hour and then you start paying attention. You didn't miss anything. How was that good?
I mean, it's kind of a valid point.
Hockey is a fast game. There's barely – they have one timeout per half per period per team.
See, I've been to two NHL games.
Now, see, I'll give you that.
Both of them the same team.
I'll give you that because it seems like hockey is the only sport that is not intentionally trying to become slower.
No.
You know, NFL, football, that's almost intentionally becoming slower.
I can't wait for the rule. That's all I'm saying. Oh, this is going to be great.
Baseball is intentionally becoming slower because they're adding replays and challenges and shit.
But that's good, though, because I'd rather have my team get it right than get fucked over.
Well, I mean, I'm just making a point, and I'm expounding on that being a faster.
Hockey's always been a fast game.
Right.
Like, when I was watching, Fox had that that
oh, the
puck
glowing
tracker.
Puck. Stop talking about the glowing puck.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
That was the only way that, like, my parents could keep up with it. Holy shit, it's a half a ball. And it's the Bob Levy Show, folks.
Shut up.
No, we like Bob.
Well, I just want to say, look at the difference between NCAA ball and NBA ball, the shot clock. That extra 11
seconds.
When
you seconds, say ball, do you mean Frisbee? I'm just trying to get this right.
Talking about basketball.
Oh, all right.
Frisbee.
Basketball in the NBA, the shot clock is 11 seconds longer in college ball. The scores are almost half what they are.
Right.
It's obviously, it's an 8-minute shorter game, but it's because they're allowed to drag on the play clock. It's just like if football had a 30-second play clock instead of a 40-second play clock, those guys wouldn't be able to play that sport.
Well, they have a different play clock in college.
But I'm talking about in
I'm saying in football.
Basketball.
In football, too, it's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
like it's, it's not 40-40?
No.
Are you sure?
It's not.
Oh, what do they get?
They get 40-25. Because they, all right, the play ends, right? And then they had, or they have the, I'm not thinking high school. I might be thinking high school.
You might be thinking high school.
I know high school, they tend to do that 25-second clock really quick.
Well, if they do, that's good because it keeps the game moving. If you have, somebody did a thing one time with a baseball game, and they started and stopped the stopwatch every time the ball was in play. And that counts every pitch, every time someone's running, every hit, whatever.
Right.
It's like an average of 12 to 15 minutes out of a 3.5-hour game that the ball's actually in play.
That's a little ridiculous.
I mean, I always tend to like the college ball because the college ball, they don't have the money in the way. Yeah, because NFL, it's the same shit every year, just with new rules. And yeah, it's pretty much the same shit. College, you get that new kid coming along.
Football, too. College football is trying to do the unionization.
Yeah,
see
good
that
luck.
Shit?
Good luck, Minnesota. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, I didn't know you were here.
Me either.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I had to eat dinner.
Yeah? Was it good?
It was good.
All right.
What'd you eat?
Pizza and burgers.
All right.
Pizza
and burgers.
So tasty.
I've been to two hockey games. Both of them was the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Avalanche.
Okay.
And it was good stuff. I was there for, Patty Waugh, of course.
And I actually love Waugh. He's a fucking lunatic.
Oh, dude. Like, at the beginning of the season, I haven't watched much because, again, I don't start paying attention to hockey or playoffs. I'm one of those people. But it did catch my attention when he was shoving the friggin' divider over on the other coach. That big scrum.
He had that thing all but pushed over.
Yeah. But, no, I've always been an Avalanche fan. I think it was... Really, the Patty Wild love was when they played Los Angeles when Gretzky was there. Kicked his ass in the finals. Because everyone was like, oh, Gretzky's going to win in L.A. And yeah, they didn't.
Yeah.
I was a young buck then.
My Blackhawks just made it through the first overtime already in the first game of the playoffs, so I'm going to have to cut out and watch that.
Yeah, Chicago.
How about them Cubs?
How about them?
Bunch of fucking losers.
Fucking 4-9.
Yeah, and only getting worse. Getting swept in a doubleheader against the Yankees.
I'm a Cubs fan, but I enjoy watching the Red Sox much more.
Yeah, see, I'm a
better
Red Sox
park
fan.
If you want to watch the
like
sport,
Pirates,
it's
too.
Better park to do it in.
Right.
If you want to get drunk and see hot girls, go to fucking Wrigley Field. It's phenomenal.
Jesus,
dude,
yes.
I've been to one baseball game. All right. And this will tell you how long ago this was. All right.
Okay.
Roger Clemens was the starting pitcher.
All right. It could have been not that long ago.
Okay.
But.
Wade Boggs was the third baseman.
All right. That's what you should have led off with.
And Cecil Fielder hit a home run in the game.
Cecil Fielder.
Holy shit. Did I tell you how fucking long ago that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Is that like 95?
Dude, all right, my dad, check this out, funny story. My dad was taking a shit, right? And he was the morning thing. He listens to John Boy and Billy.
John Boy and Billy.
John Boy and Billy in the morning.
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Exactly. But anyways, they did some trivia or something, and he's on the shitter, and goes running. And, like, I hear him running through the house, and I, you know, he picks up the phone, he screams the answer, and he won. We got tickets to, we got a flight, free flight, and tickets to a Boston Red Sox game. Because we're in lunch bag, and at the time we had Daryl Strawberry, and Daryl Strawberry played for the Lynchburg Red Sox, and they were the affiliate. Right. So
they were the his Lynchburg Mets.
Yeah. Whatever.
At the time, yes.
No, they were the Red Sox.
No. Daryl Strawberry and, well, then and Strawberry Doc Gooden was the Mets.
Strawberry wasn't there. But that just to give you an idea, that's the only person that we've ever sent up that was worth a fuck.
Doc Gooden?
Shut up.
And then we had Trot Nixon.
Trot Nixon.
Trot Nixon.
Yeah, his fucking name is exactly what he needs to do. Trot off the fucking Trot field, Nixon. Faggot.
And actually, I think Andrew McCutchen played.
Who cares? But we get up there,
Andrew
right?
Andrew McCutchen, he was MVP like 2 years ago.
Was he?
Last year. Yeah. 2 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. And yeah. Pedro Alvarez.
Does he work the shaft of the bat?
Pretty sorry. Well, I've heard.
Yeah. He's got to choke up on
a
it.
Gay sport. I'm sorry. It just is.
It's no gayer than football.
What?
You a bunch
your,
of men.
You kiss your mother
over.
With that mouth?
I do. A bunch shit, of men dude. That bend over, that was, grab each other's
that
ass.
That game you were talking about, that had to be between 90 and 92, now that I'm thinking about it.
Either way.
Because I think it was like 93 that Boggs went to the Yankees.
See, I was a Wade Boggs fan before he drank 96 bottles of beer on an airplane.
Everybody should be. Wade Boggs is fucking awesome.
Wade Boggs had a great porno stash too, didn't he?
No shit.
Yes, he did. I still got his fucking baseball card somewhere. But
I saw John Smoltz play, if that counts for anything.
Dude, who was the one? Smoltz. Who was the one that you guys were fucking with the other week from Atlanta? He has the book. John Rocker.
Oh, yeah. Rocker?
Oh, my God, dude. That guy is the greatest gift to Twitter in the last month, period. He's my favorite follow. Oh, God.
Do you know what? I remember John Rocker more. You guys are pretty much all my age, I think. I'm 30. Yeah, but 30. I remember John Rocker more from those stupid, those MTV celebrity baseball and basketball
yes.
games.
Yes, right? More the celebrity, what is this?
Rock Jock?
Rock Jock.
Rock
Jock. Yep.
Rock Jock.
Yep. The Rock Jocks.
Remember those? When they had like the three, they had like a 10-foot net, a 20-foot net, and a 30-foot
yeah.
net.
Yeah.
And shoot it through the 30-foot net, and it would fall down through the other two, and they just give them all three.
Dude, Rock Jock was the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
It worked, though.
It kind of did. What
I liked the softball version. The softball version was fun because they just hammed it up and just cranked homers.
Right. Like, John Stewart was really good at that stuff.
What was the guy, the main guy that had a big deal, that had most of it into it? He was the MTV guy that...
Butt Monkey Scrambler took Punchy's spot.
Damn it.
Dude, you're like Kilroy. You just show up everywhere.
What the fuck?
He's just the weight that Punchy lost.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, it's way less hipster.
I was defending hockey, all right? That's all this is.
Exactly. You're the cool part of Punchy. The weight he lost.
Are you saying that Punchy's...
Kaepernick's awesome, guys, all right?
Oh, God. He rapes them bitches real good, don't he?
Oh. The kill switch engage.
My criterion's playing.
Hey guys, got another Blu-ray for the Criterion collection.
Hey guys, I cut Cesaro into my man pubes.
I actually Googled Cesaro for after I've been listening to Punchy for like a year talk about him. I didn't
I'm
know he was white.
I had to as well.
I'm convinced I don't. Well, all right. I don't know which end he would blow first because like Cesaro's got that bald spot. So, like, he has a penis head to begin with, so I don't know which one he'd give head to. But I know he would totally blow Cesaro.
Come on, it's Punchy. He'd just take him whole.
Well, that was Fat Punchy. This is Short Punchy. Or Skinny.
Short Punchy.
Wrong S word.
Just
relax.
Take him whole. I just, all of a sudden, I just visualized, like, Mr. Slave.
Mr. Slave, yes.
Just kind of, like,
yep.
Falling down on top of him.
Hey, easy there. You're about, you know.
What? I'm sorry.
That's how you close it.
What are you talking about?
Different gesture. You do the gesture thing when you get
home.
Oh,
this?
Yeah.
When I saw Cesaro, I thought he looked like a jacked Freddie Mercury.
Dude, he's one porn stash away from it.
And a nice head of hair.
Yeah. I mean, I like Cesaro. I don't get behind my wrestlers like that because they die too quickly.
Honestly,
I know nothing. These are my two people I always mention on my way out. I stopped watching wrestling for when it was Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid.
Wow.
And they would wrestle like twice every Monday on Raw. Do you remember that? They had like a huge rivalry. I think I was probably 10 or 11, and that's when I really stopped watching. And now I just know the pop culture part of it and listening to you guys, you know.
And 1-2-3 Kid has a porn now.
Yeah, who does?
Yeah.
Fucking China.
I mean, he's got a cock on him. I'll give him that.
Yeah, well, I mean.
China made him look small, though. Yeah. I thought I was going gay with that joke, but I turned that around on
you. Yeah, you did.
Didn't Hogan have an oil can, too?
I think Bubba made that look really good with some, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Afterlight magic.
So it's just some little additions in post.
Well, Western Echo's good at making those GIFs. How hard is it to make the video look bigger than it usually is?
Wow, he made those two.
I don't know. Ask Coletta.
Her foot for us.
How fucking awesome would that be? Like if Coletta's just been photoshopping his dick this entire time. He's like, joke's on you. I got a painter. I guess we can say we're back, huh?
Yeah.
All right, boys. I'm going to let you go.
All right, sir.
All right, man. Nice talking to you.
All right, Scrams.
Red Show, Wednesday nights at 9, and also before this show, because, you know, that's how they roll. They just go when they want.
Because they can.
Yeah. One Night in China. There it is. All right, raise your hand if you've seen it.
Don't look at
me.
You
haven't?
Nope.
Come on, man.
I haven't.
As many times as we've referenced that fucking giant clit, you have never seen it?
I've seen the clit.
Oh.
I haven't seen
it. You have to see it in action. It kind of wiggles.
The One Night in China.
It's like watching the Wiggles.
Because I'm sure he got lost and lasted like 4 nights.
Huh.
I don't know.
The bitch is saying that we're having chat problems. I guess Lyle gave it AIDS and Western Echo's just trying to cure it.
He must have caught that from his wife.
Who?
I'm talking about Lyle and his whore wife.
Yeah, I know where you were going with
in case
that.
There's any, you know, concern.
Well, we have to clarify because, you know, we are rather abrasive. We were just mean to somebody that's been on the fucking air with us for a year and a half, so we're not very nice people.
But we were mean to Pontiato Love.
Is that what it is?
That's what I keep telling myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me feel better and helps me sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that he doesn't cry. He seems like more of a man. He seems like a man who takes the jokes and giggles and goes about his day. And whatever we say doesn't really fucking hurt him. That's why he's our friend.
Well, see, like, you used to be able to use that it bounces off and sticks to you, but you can't anymore because it doesn't bounce off of
him
anymore.
So it bounces off a hammy and sticks to you?
Get the fuck off. I know what you're doing. Oh.
Hey, we still got one fat guy on Brain Stew.
No, I'm just waiting for Hammy to lose weight so I can take the crowned king of being fattest on MLR.
Yeah. You will always hold it, too.
Yeah. I got
once you get it, once you get it, you will always hold it.
He'll be like Triple H. He will always be the king of fat guys.
And I'm not planning on losing weight. It's not happening.
He promises you that, America.
I promise you I'm going to be fat until I die. You know why? Because I've been told to.
He's been conditioned.
If I lose weight, I'm in trouble. Fucking China. Yeah, there's the Hulk China.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Hulk one was pretty interesting. She does this one where they have the fake Macho, the fake Hulk.
Yeah.
Fake Doink. And they're all in a wrestling ring.
And they just gangbang around?
Yeah. Like DPs and shit. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, as a wrestling fan, you almost kind of halfway get a chubby.
I mean, well, not chubby. Like, you just got to do it.
Okay.
I don't care how terrible it is.
Fair enough. Earlier when you did the raise your head, if you've seen it, I kind of wanted to go raise your head if you actually got off to it. And
I mean, dude, it took
a while.
Okay,
not got off to it, but yeah. You know what I mean? It's like fucking extreme.
Yeah. I want Lita to do a porn. I know it'll never
fucking
happen.
Fucking A, right?
I mean.
Lita and Trish.
Trish already has done one.
No, together.
Oh. Yeah, that hasn't happened.
That's not going to happen.
It would be nice.
Like when they hit 60s, they hit their 60s, they just become two old whores.
Was that Mae Young?
Yep, just like you knew where I was going with that. I actually kind of would be on board with that.
Yeah, there it is. There's a Photoshop from the Vivid where she knocks all of them. I guess, yeah, there was an Iron Sheik one. Fucking porn.
Jesus.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. But it's been a weird one. We're getting around to it. We're working. We got stuff to discuss.
We do.
We do.
Do we?
We definitely do.
We do.
Do we?
Is that a radio tease?
Do we? It's an in-house tease because I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys were hinting at it earlier. From what I was hearing, anyway.
Maybe I was.
Because I was listening while I was eating.
I mentioned it. You don't pay attention.
No, apparently not. No.
Yeah. You haven't made it to beer 3 yet.
No.
You don't get
good. That's when you start paying attention.
Yeah, you don't get good
this
until
beer
3.
This one was bigger, though.
That doesn't count, though.
And it was good.
It's still one beer.
Yeah. It was bigger and it was good.
And scene.
There you go. What's that, 11:54?
There you go.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy. They're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show, following Tattoos and Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. That's all I hear. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Rice chicken.
Dead babies.
Chicken rice.
Dead.
Rice chicken.
Dead babies.
Wow, children.
Here, enjoy this while we hit this fine greenage.
Rise chicken.
I feel like that should be a metal song. I'm not.
I saw Western Echo approved the song choices.
Rise chicken.
Wow. You did?
Chicken rise.
You mean I have the same music taste as a terrorist?
Well,
Yeah.
He better be careful. This is a weird week for him.
It is.
He's on every watch list out there.
That shit. Dude, they were discussing at work the whole conflict there, right?
Did you see the psycho?
No.
Alright. I guess we'll get into what we're getting into here in a minute, but the Boston bombing was a year ago.
Oh, you mean the dude without shoes, right?
The dude without shoes, he had on a B-net, and he drops two backpacks and then tries to claim, what was it?
It was a hoax.
No, it wasn't a hoax. It was silent. Oh, fuck.
A hoax?
What did he say it was? It was symbolism. That's the word I'm looking for.
Symbolism.
It was symbolic.
That's the word you're looking for. It was symbolism.
You know what they said to him? That's $100,000 bail.
So what's the symbology there?
Yeah, symbolize that big old inside you. Rice chicken, there he is, chicken rice.
Rice chicken.
But so we got some fun. None of us in this room, aside from Nodors, knows what's about to happen. This usually goes one of two ways. Do you need me to hook anything up? Or?
Oh no, I've already uploaded.
Oh, it's uploaded.
Ooh.
It's uploaded.
It's uploaded.
Where's the linky link for the uploady?
It's already pre-typed into the chat room, and I'll hit send it in a second.
Yeah? Oh, you've got this shit down.
I'm going to try to be professional.
Okay.
So I went over there. It's getting close to 420.
Yeah?
You know, and you know that
old
T-Roy loves to celebrate Hitler's birthday.
Well, yeah. Hitler's birthday in Columbine.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a...
It's not Easter or 420. It's no. Hitler's and Columbines.
It, well, you know, he's an honorary member of the Trenchcoat Mafia.
Yeah. Literally has a trench coat and wears it
and believes he's in the mafia.
Hopefully he follows suit.
The dragon mafia.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry, sorry, vampiric dragon mafia.
There you go.
Is that what it is now?
So I'm sitting over there, you know, go over there, get my drink.
Yeah,
have some smoke, a couple cigarettes, shoot the shit with them.
Yeah,
gotta go get you the free Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Get you a free Dr. Pepper.
And you know, we're sitting there, I was telling him about the X-Men movies that are coming out and yada yada.
Did you tell him about the child molesting X-Men director?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Bryan Singer is being accused of...
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
All right, yeah. Yeah. They just had the press conference for that.
Being accused of what?
He's accused of holding a young gentleman under the age of 18 under the water and mouth-fucking him, and then they got out of the water, and then he annually raped him for 3 days.
In a row.
In a row. 3 days of
and
anal
he said,
rape.
That's my last stand.
Yeah. He said, what's up? My dick is Magneto. Your butthole is metal.
I'm going to make you Colossus.
Yeah,
bitch.
What's up? JJ got references.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
He'll make a nerd go, ah!
That face was priceless.
It's exactly the one I was going for.
So we're sitting there. And, you know, not much is coming out of it. I'm over there to get a little bit of cash for some greenage.
Yeah. He's not getting it on that day.
No.
I swear to God, if you fucking break that tradition, I'm taking it back.
No. I'm not going to give it to him on that day.
Because it's dry as a motherfucker.
Especially since he sent me a message over Xbox.
Oh, already?
Yeah, the other day. I hit him up because I was low, and it was getting a little close to the time. I'm like, hey, buddy. You gonna be needing that thing?
Yeah. See, I should have sent him that. Stole it from you.
Yeah. See, that would have been fine. And he goes, "Well, I don't have all the money, and I won't have all the money until Saturday night."
Ooh, yeah, that's not getting you any on 420.
Like,
money.
Legitimately, I was just like, I probably couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, that's boo boo.
So I was like, "How much are you short?" He told me how much you're short.
$10.
No, it was 20, but.
Well, yeah, that's enough.
I was like, I could use some gas money. Sure, yeah, I'll swing by. Well, he goes, I could have the rest to you if you want to drive me to an ATM.
Really?
Yeah.
He thought that you weren't going to give him a ride to go get more money.
Yeah.
Like, bro, let's go there. Hit him in the back of the head after he puts his fucking PIN number in and take it all.
Well, I was thinking I had the phone. I would just film it.
Oh, yeah? And then get his PIN?
Yeah.
Well, he'll give you his PIN. He gives
He's already given me his credit card information.
Yeah, I was going to say, he might as well have already given it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we have enough. We just aren't that bold yet. Wait till he gets busted the next day. That fucking car is getting racked up.
It's a coming. Well, actually, I don't know it anymore because he's got the new card with the new name on it.
Oh, it has his name on it?
Oh, you didn't know?
Wow.
All this everything has been changed to the new name except for his OXM subscription and his Medicare card.
Wow.
Because those are the things that he's having the most trouble switching.
Well, yeah, because Medicaid doesn't fucking recognize your fucking shitty name.
So I was like, yeah, I'll give you a ride up to the ATM. It's not a problem.
Yeah, buddy, I'll take you up there.
And then we're getting ready to walk out the door, and he goes, wait, have you cleaned your car?
Oh, my God.
I went, what
do you mean?
At some point in life, I have. You know?
Don't worry, I'll put it inside. I use condoms.
I love you, sweetie. But he looks at me and goes, you told me she was a little messy.
Well, I can confirm.
Do I need to bring a towel?
Oh, that. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. I'm trying to recreate it because it's so fantastic. You fucking said that.
It's well, in my defense, sweetheart, it's not like he's ever had sex. He's got to live through my stories.
He wouldn't know what a faucet is, okay? Me, on the other hand, I have the older model. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Two for two, man.
The older model.
And so he looks at me, and I said, well, you, all right, man, you probably need to bring a towel.
Yeah.
You might want to bring a couple because you got that, OCD. And
yeah, you said that because you need new towels because you know he's just going to leave them there.
Yeah.
I need new towels for my, or as you call them, cum racks.
Better wash that shit 4 or 5 times.
Or clean up napkins.
And he stood all weird. Like next to the door for a few minutes, trying to figure out whether or not he wanted to get the. He's like, but you said you could cover it if I really needed you to.
I really need you to.
I was like, yeah. I mean, what? You don't want to sit in a woman's juices, buddy?
That'll be the closest you ever get to him.
I kind of was trying to go there without being a dick about it.
Yeah.
He's like,
you're
gonna
get hit. I hear it.
Oh, you mean by her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I assumed as much.
Yeah, taking one for the team.
And he was just like, He's like, can you smell it?
Oh, no.
Oh, I was like, no. Smell what? Well, doesn't it smell? I don't know, man.
You ever get in the trunk? It stinks like sex in here.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
dude,
that moment.
That's where you, like, run in there and just rip the best gnarly fart you could put down, dude.
Y'all don't crack the windows at least?
Oh, no, because we like to have the fog cover it up, you know?
Crack the window.
No, you don't crack the window.
Oh, you crack
the window. Dude, they want half a minute. What they need is, like, that half a second or half a minute so that security guard that drives up on them won't see everything.
Exactly.
What's up?
She did. She's like, no, sir, I did not know this was private property.
It's always private property.
So he wrestled with...
And if it's public property, it's probably a felony.
Very true.
Yeah.
So he wrestled with the whether or not he's going to go. And he decided, yeah. No, I'm not going to risk it. He wasn't going to risk it. So we set out back down. I
he does realize... Yeah, but that, look, it's not going to matter because he'd have got in there and smelled something funny because that thing smells funny anyways. And then that is what he would think pussy smells like for the rest of his life because he's not going to get any. Let's be honest here.
Well, I mean, is that really a bad thing?
The closest he's going to get to it is the rape that he gets at the training school, which if you don't know what the training school is, the training school is where we put our retards.
He was talking to the listeners, sweetie.
There would be a difference between him believing that pussy smells like roses or pussy smells like shit.
Or Knott's truck, which has its own smell.
Right. I'm just saying, you're talking like there would be a difference.
My truck smells like marijuana, and used sex.
There you go.
Used sex.
Hashtag Nod's truck smell. Go.
I'd rather the hashtag used sex. Nobody knows.
You lived it. You tell me.
Nobody knows.
The You're the one that's been used.
Dude, someone's getting punched in the dick tonight. I don't know who it is.
I'm commenting.
I don't know if it's going to be him or me. And the sad thing is she's going to hit me because
she's back out.
She's coming.
Hey, we've almost made it to the 2-hour mark.
About to lose that bet, Red Sox.
So, I'm sitting there. I had my Dr. Pepper. Had a second Dr. Pepper. I'll start.
Warn you. Okay, we're getting warned.
There's hot wax in the microwave.
There's hot wax. She's waxing her snatch, folks.
Instead
of participating in the show, she has decided that vagina waxing is
what's necessary. Are you really going to complain about that?
I'm not complaining one bit. I just figured I'd let everyone know. Oh, you get away from me. Stay away from me. I'm hairy.
She comes over and is like, hey, feel like doing a b-hole?
I'm hairy, and that's going to hurt, so stay away from me.
I'm in.
You are way
too my butthole. Wax something.
You are way too enthusiastic about
that. Why are
that.
You looking around the corner?
He's like, did someone say wax and b-hole?
Yeah. Wait, what? What is that? God. We're not your conventional parents, folks.
I'd let
Relax.
You wax my butthole.
No. I want you to wax Derek's nipples.
Oh, this could be fun. I like your idea. Do you got hairy nipples? Do you have hairy nipples? Are you down for this? We have hot wax. We have. Do you need? Oh, this is gonna be good.
No.
And that's why. That's why I'm so afraid.
Oh, please frame this in the video correctly.
I'm so afraid.
It's gonna be like when he tried to help wax me, and I was like towards me, not up, and he pulled up instead of towards, and left me bruised. So, yeah, this will be fun.
Oh, come on. Come on, take one for the team, buddy.
Yeah, he didn't. He pulled up.
Hey, you know those brownie points you always want? I think you might get a few for doing this.
Hey, you better hurry. It's drying up.
Oh, it's dry. The fucking longer you wait.
You'll have to put that shit back in the microwave.
Yeah, it's hot every time around.
Oh, this.
Oh, why'd you have to say that?
Oh, man, this T-Roy stuff just got shoved to the corner. Fuck that.
Hey, I got the wax strips. I can cut them.
Oh, we have wax strips, too.
Why don't you just get some duct tape? Jesus.
Ooh, we can do, no. We can do one with wax and one with duct tape.
And see which one turns out better.
Yeah, which one turns out better? Which one hurts more?
Hey, I like that idea.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Some of you bright red after we use that duct tape.
Hey, Andrew.
I want to
see Derek get his nipples waxed.
That's a yes.
That was neither a yes or a no.
No, that's a weasel laugh. That's yes. Okay. I know the difference between laughs. The video is working. Open your eye.
Move the patch to the other side, Nick Fury.
Look. It's working. There's 10 of you watching.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it is.
I'm talking about drinks.
Oh, man. The old man's out.
I'm sorry.
Why does it say there's 10 there, then?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can't get it to work. Well, then you gotta fucking hold on, then.
You want a bite of my yogurt?
You gotta hold on. So continue with the T-Roy. This is gonna happen.
Okay.
It's got strawberries in it. There's so,
I got the inkling, kind of like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
That I had to pee.
Oh, to pee.
Okay.
Almost had me about 18 Dr. Peppers.
I was sitting there and started going pee, and then I went, oh, yeah, I own a camera.
No, that's me because the video is working now.
Yes.
Sorry. Video should be working now, then.
Now, what you don't see is as this is happening, right? I hear him moving. Mm-hmm. Outside. You've been there.
Yeah.
He was listening.
It was a bit more than that. Because I heard him shuffle. I was like, oh shit, he might be on to me.
He was masturbating.
So that's why I kind of cut it off real quick.
Yeah.
And I washed my hands legitimately. I go to dry them and I look down. And there's something I'd never seen before in that bathroom.
What's that?
Besides a clean sink. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I've never seen a clean sink.
Oh, it was in the video. It was under the towels. You know in the hospital, those little cords that you pull for emergencies? He has one in his bathroom.
Really?
And there's a plaque over it that says, please note, this is for emergencies only and will not call 911.
It's for emergencies and will not
correct
call 911.
What it will do is ring an alarm outside of his door to let someone know that he has fallen in the bathroom and needs help.
That's for old
people. Correct.
So,
and I make
where and where is it?
Like the towel rack. It's like right across from the toilet.
How high up on the wall is it?
It's not. It's about. Did you ever go into the bathroom?
Yeah.
It's right under the towel rack.
Right. I was in there once and I wasn't really paying
attention. That's
all
it
takes. Trying to get myself out of there.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't paying attention to where that, like how high up on the wall would you say? Like
I'd be about 2.5 feet.
2.5?
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was up near the top. I'd seen that before, I just never took note of it.
Did you see the plaque?
Yeah.
He said the plaque is new.
No.
The plaque is new.
Plaque's new? I saw the cord.
Oh, no, there's a plaque. Like, a full-on...
Like the maintenance guy come by and went...
Yeah.
Right?
Now, like I said, I heard him moving around.
Yeah.
And I make the comment of, holy shit, I've never seen this before, dude. And he goes, what? Now, his response came from right outside the bathroom door.
Oh, no. He was listening to you pee.
Which I note. But I go... The pull cord thingy, I've never seen it. He starts talking about insurance and how the building had to put them in for insurance purposes. You know, yada, yada. Then it clicks in my head fully. This motherfucker's right outside the bathroom door where I'm peeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I open the door and I go, what the fuck, bro? Like, what's this about, man? Yeah.
Why are you stepping up on a bro pissing, yo?
He's like, well, I'm sorry, and I know it seems a little creepy, but I had to listen to you because... I had to make sure that you washed your hands properly, because if not, I'd have to wipe the bathroom down again.
Now, to him, what's washing?
Oh,
what is washing? To him, do you know what proper hand washing is? Is it the happy birthday?
Yeah, you're saying happy birthday.
30 seconds.
Is it?
I think at least that, yeah. With hot water and soap.
Yeah. Or happy birthday or your favorite fucking song. Yeah. Whatever, you know. B-I-N-G-O-P.
So what you do is you turn the faucet on.
Yeah.
And does he have hand soap, like a plunger or whatever? Yes. You can hear it kind of when you hit it. So you turn the faucet on, and then you just plunge a few pumps into the water without putting your hands in it. Turn it off and go outside, and you're like, yeah, wash my hands. Well, why are they so fucking dry?
You heard me.
Because he died. Yeah, that's going to be the new thing.
And then you just start running around touching everything.
Ooh, that was gnarly.
Because he made sure, he's like, I mean, you did wash your hands, right? I mean, you wash your hands?
And what you do to that, your response should be...
His face. Here. Smell good?
Oh, good God. No, he smells.
Onion ball. Here. That's what the dog just did is exactly what he'll do. Because you know he's going to sniff it. He's going to sniff it.
That's
he sniffs everything else.
That's why I'm afraid. So, I have a new thought for T-Roy. A new plan.
A new plan.
A new plan of action.
Yes. I mean, we talked about doing some, I think it was tossed around, I don't know, I've never watched it, but Dexter-style shit where we're planting evidence.
Yeah.
That's really confusing and really convoluted, right?
Yeah.
I've come up with something that may just nip that shit in the bud.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it involves a phone call. I'd have to make a phone call.
Right.
And it would involve us having ready the T-Roy pedo audio. which I have some here on the phone.
More wax.
We have some in the Dropbox.
Yeah.
As well as in different various locations. We've got all kinds of T-Roy Pedo audio.
Yeah, I have quite a lot.
So, like, if we needed to play it for someone, we have access to it.
Like, what do you want?
Anything
do
you want? That incriminates T-Roy.
That's not hard.
Say seven sentences.
Well, I mean, no, I have a promo even with music that you can dance to. I'm trying to find it now, but it's in there. That dog is going to hump you. She is getting down, down, down.
She wants to fuck you, boy.
She wants to put her JJ on your back.
And, dude, after Cassidy got decapitated, all I could think about was him because he was wearing that fucking scarf.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna send you a picture of a character in South Park too.
Oh, because
there's one that has you put on a scarf. Fucking great.
So you're all about that, aren't you?
It was a purple scarf too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
That's the one you're missing.
I know. Bitch is supposed to be making it, but I don't think she's doing it.
No.
What?
We need a purple scarf. Just purple.
Just a purple yep. scarf. Not a well. All right, never mind. Not like a real thin, silky scarf. Not like that. That's a lady scarf. I don't care. That's fine. No, whatever. We're just looking for a proper scarf.
It's just a prop.
I like function out of my scarves.
You're such a faggot.
I like function. I got this long neck. I got to keep it warm in the winter.
It takes, like, just one thing on. You think I'd have this fucking
organized. So, my plan involves.
There it is.
Okay.
The 29-year-old
virgin.
Will this work?
In the house.
I think so.
Let's listen to
him. I don't suppose that, if I were to pull out my computer right now, you could help me find some of that aforementioned porn.
To catch a predator.
And this is probably a stupid question, but what would be the reason for that?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't looked at any in so long, you know, besides this, you know, one page that I found that's not really porn. It's nude photos of some underage girls, but, you know, not.
But like that, right?
That particular line right there.
Yeah.
You remember how we sent that audio right there?
Oh, yeah. And the clean audio, not with the promoed up one.
Yeah, I'm not saying, with the silliness.
I still have the clean shit, too.
Ooh, yeah. That
like,
be
I
fun
have
too.
Just that.
All right.
Just him talking?
We're going to need that.
Okay, got that.
Our show's going to get famous
well,
from
of
this.
Course.
And I can make it happen at any point. You ready?
Why are you not on the phone doing this? Like, on air, so that we could become famous on air.
Do you have it ready?
I have what ready?
Like, do you have access to it? All right, let me pull up
the phone. But how would I fucking put it on there, man?
Oh, you want me to... Oh, to have the audio from the call.
Yeah, how would I do that?
Well, what would happen is I'd have to use my call recorder, make the phone call, and then... I guess send you the file or play it that way.
This is too, you know, or I don't understand what you're saying.
The only way to get a live read on that, if you will, because I think that's what you're going for, is if I were to call the place right now and be like, hi, place I'm calling, I want to tell you about how the police don't do their job. And this would be a great way for you to, you know, you'll see. It'll be people who'll do something about it.
Either I'm really high or I'm not following you.
No. I think you're not following me?
No.
He doesn't follow anything.
I'm
that
not even trying.
That doesn't
I know, you're
count.
Playing with a dog.
Whenever my mouth
like,
opens, his ears close.
You're like 10 seconds away from playing on your phone. At least drink beer.
I went and got more beer while you were playing that audio.
So, all right, who are we calling?
You can pick one of the three.
There's three?
Yeah, there's three different ways we can go about this. We can go with... WSET, WLNI.
Oh, you're going local.
WSLS.
You're going local.
That's the only way to get it done.
Yeah. That's going to need some setup, though.
Okay.
Like, if we were doing that, like, that's going to take some setup.
because they have tip lines.
Well, only because I know people there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I all I would need to do is ask a question about who would want that.
Here's my angle.
Okay.
My angle is we as good citizens. Are you calling a timeout?
No.
Oh no, you're showing me an angle.
I'm showing you your angle.
There's
I got
an angle.
You. The right angle.
It's acute or obtuse. You tell me.
I like obtuse.
You like obtuse. Yeah. You are quite obtuse.
I try to be. What are you, Royce over there?
YMCA.
Anyway, that totally fucked me up. So my angle is that we are good citizens.
You ever notice when JJ does a Y, it's more like a yen symbol.
Because I have broken shoulders. Like my
no, arms. Because you got some added right here.
Well, I do.
Do a little Y.
Yeah. Okay, I see where you're going.
It's his ribs.
Hurtful. That's right. I just stole the brains too long. Relax.
Hurtful?
Hurtful. But, okay, so we're calling local news with this.
Saying we're good citizens, right?
We are good citizens.
We have a...
We don't possess anything that's illegal.
Who gives a shit if I do?
Dude, we would be the people... We would be the Seinfeld bunch in that last episode, just laughing at the guy getting carjacked.
Yeah.
That would be us.
Wait, hold on. Ka-chink! Smile, asshole!
So sad that guy died. Rest in peace, John Panette.
Fucking Otto.
And Otto. God, Otto, too.
That sucked.
But it does suck.
Did you know Otto?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. What a funny dude.
He must have got the billing for who was going to be on the MLR lab event.
Oh, God, don't go there.
Hey.
Hey, that's bad. Don't do that.
Hey.
That's bad.
No.
At least do it in the Jeffro voice,
bad.
Dumbass.
Bad.
Then we can justify. Because, look, you don't get those calls. I get those calls. And he's going to get those calls. Because if I get the calls, I'm going to tell them to call him. Because
I have my phone number now, too.
Oh, you're going to start doing that now, are you?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't deal with any of that. I'm only
since
technical.
When?
Since a long time, but we've been good, so we haven't caused any problems. So we haven't had those calls because we don't say all the time.
Bad.
We've diversified our portfolio. Now it includes.
We've expanded our vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've.
To shorten a word.
Yeah, we've subtracted. Less is better, right?
That's right. Less is more. Less is more.
So, hey,
addition by subtraction.
Exactly.
So, all right, we've got a plan in place, right?
Yes.
There's a plan in place. All you need is a couple of bits of audio.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have a clickable link, let's say, about a week from now?
Yeah.
All right.
And they might have to interview me, you, and him if he wants.
I mean, we've only been doing this 3 years.
Yeah,
I think we could be on air.
Yeah.
We now have video, so, I mean, we're used to being on air. Now, do I do it shirtless?
I'm sorry. I say yes.
I kind of say yes because
you have to be shirtless because if we were the Trailer Park Boys and if he didn't have a drink in his hand, it wouldn't be authentic.
Yeah, it would not.
Does that make you Bubbles?
I like cats.
So that makes me Julian, you Ricky.
No.
No. I'm not sure how to react to that. Because I can't argue to be Julia because I'm not a drinker. So
yeah.
I'm more
right.
Of a
that's the only thing I was going with.
Because
yeah.
He's like, I'm holding a beer right now. You want to come at me, bro?
Yeah. I'll take it. Hey, at least I got past grade 12, though.
What? You got his grade 12.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Dude, I got my grade associates.
Associates grade.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the angle I was thinking is we go.
Oh, the Hawks lost. Does that mean the Avs won? I'm sorry. Continue.
We send it. We tell them that we've sent it to the police.
Yeah, several times.
The police don't want anything to do with it.
No, you're talking about calling them. The tipster line.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing. All right.
And
I'm in it.
I had this idea the other day.
Tipsters are for hipsters.
I was at work.
But how do we explain that though? We're like. We tell them, hey, we've tried to report them several different avenues and no one will look into it.
Yeah.
Here's the audio that we have of this guy. We're just looking out for the community that some little girl doesn't get touched.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's going to happen. I'm telling you now, he's going to touch some little girl and then we're not responsible for it. You are. The great thing is that at the local one, I know quite a few people, and I'm going to plug this Airport Road. Yeah. Search Airport Road on YouTube, and look for the House of the Holy Weirdo.
That's a good one. That's still remember that podcast. Did they ever end up doing the Left 4 Dead ones?
What do you mean?
They were going to do Left 4 Dead skits.
They did a bunch of them. Like Kotaku picked up on them, and they did a really good one where. My buddy Rob, who's a nice tattoo artist in the area.
I'll be talking to him pretty soon. I think.
Do that. He's a very talented artist that should be on Ink Master. He's
the other Rob.
Yeah.
You should be talking to him too. We'll do a little local cover up.
But
I'm sure he can. He's good enough. I'm sure he can turn a 3 into a 0.
Yeah. So we turn him in. Shine it up real nice. Make it look good.
Mm-hmm. It could be nice.
Yeah.
But that's how I want to approach this. I think it could be done.
I think it could, too. You know what I think could happen? Your nipples getting waxed.
Is that still on the table?
Are you down? Are you going to do this? This will make up for a lot of the times that you've been loud, drunk asshole.
Make up for...
Make up for, exactly.
I don't got to make up for shit.
It will make up for all those beers you keep losing.
What beers are you losing? Wait, what?
I've lost 2 in this house.
You've lost 2? We I don't know.
And why is that something I need to make up for? I need that made up is what I need.
So I think the nipple waxing kind of needs to happen tonight. Just saying, can make for some great audio. You can scream as loud as you want. The boy's still awake.
Yep.
You can scream like a girl all you want. Is the video working? Like for real? It keeps going in and out. I think it's something Twitch is doing. If we had an exploit, we would do it differently.
If
does somebody have an exploit login? That would be the next question. I've assumed, well, you know, now that we have people, listeners.
Love how we just solicited for illegal things over the...
I'm not asking for illegal things. I was given an XSplit login, and I don't remember what I did with the password.
Oh, okay.
Like, I legitimately, like, if we used...
you mean like a corporate thing?
Yeah, if we used my screen,
like
I could do it.
Like a licensed
login. I have a licensed copy on my computer.
Okay.
He doesn't. Mine is licensed, and the password's saved. Like, I could tell you the login, but I don't have a fuck clue what the password is. Because it's one of those, click here to save your password.
I might be able to find you a program to get that.
Well, he needs a password to figure out how to get XSplit working. I mean,
so we can get the video working.
Yeah, well, the video's working, but they got the little box up in
right,
the corner.
Right, we'd have to switch it to Ustream right now. So
I'm pretty sure Western Echo ain't too far away. I mean, it is the Boston bombing week, so he's indoors.
Yeah. I would be, too, if I were him. Don't go to your local mosque.
Maul asks, how long till the sting goes down, Nod? Like, how long from news story to kicking indoors?
I don't know about all that, but I think we might even have an update come Sunday.
Yeah?
Because I'm off till Sunday.
Right.
They're going to need to have time to sit down and listen to this audio. Produce a nice little piece for the 6 o'clock news.
Sit down.
You know.
Local podcasters have been trying to turn in a pedophile for 3 years now. Local police won't do shit about it. The Vulgar Show 360 on 420, led by Notors for You, JJ Stoner, and Judge. Are you going to be on camera?
Huh?
But all right, here's what I want. Here's what I want to happen if you are there and on camera. I want them to cut your head off.
Fair. Okay.
All right, do we want
you
string?
I don't,
we
don't down.
Echo, do you know an exploit login or a better way?
We'll get some t-shirts made.
To sling Skype to
inner city youth?
To the interwebs? Like, help us out here. I want this nipple waxing to go down as perfectly as possible. A lot of people say they're going to be waxing shit, but they don't get around to it. Not naming names.
Gray hair and eyebrows.
Oh, shit. She pulled her gray hair out of her eyebrow. Watch it turn into a 360 truck raid. Fuck you. You're not getting much.
Believe me, whatever we have will probably be gone by then.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
See what she gets for
looking. Well, I might have had a hand in it, but I didn't do it.
Hey, when you dye your hair purple, dye your eyebrows purple.
Purple?
Wait, what?
That's going to be awesome.
Nothing?
I'm installing it again, see if it forces.
Right. I mean, it's all good. That's how we roll, man. We do fucking technical work on the fly.
Yeah.
I likes it.
You telling me that he pro? All right, bitch just said in the chat that the audio is nice, but you have to prove that he's gone to an illegal site. You telling me that he's never, ever, ever, ever gone to somewhere?
He don't know how to delete history.
Yeah, there's no way he knows.
He thinks pulling the battery does it.
Mall. Oh my God! You guys should dress extremely trashy for the news. From rednecks to heroes, break the redneck stereotype. Y'all don't touch kids; you save them.
Exactly. Just need to get me a. Oh, so that Mall's saying I got to do the whole thing as Jeff Trow.
Yeah, you got to walk up and just own that shit.
Hey, we gonna be interviewed by Lindsay Taparasis,
dude. And here's the thing, like, all right. I know one of them. I know one of the broadcasters for a while. The sports guy.
Go ahead.
I'll just say, and I've known him for a long time.
We can't,
cause what? Wait, what? Oh! I know what you're about to say. Spider. Oh my God! Don't flick it on me. That's a big motherfucker too. That's a big motherfucker too.
Oh my God! That just made the whole show worth it. That just made everything worth it. Oh my God!
That was a big some bitch. Nah, she fucking flicks over like she's gonna flick it on me.
And all I can think is it's on me somewhere.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
It's a spatter.
Where'd it go? Probably
went.
You're
the one that probably had fucking cardiac arrest.
Dude, you were fucking aiming it at me.
About to flick a spatter. It's a spatter.
Somebody kill me! You're here to fly. I'm sorry.
Where'd you kick it to?
I didn't kick it nowhere, stupid. You're the one that would let the recliner go and it went
ow.
Somewhere. I think you killed it already.
I don't think you killed it already. I gotta find it, man. That's a big motherfucker. Yeah, the cat's on it, I'll tell you
so
that.
So, do we have to put something on his computer? Is that what the bitch is trying to... Bitch, are you trying to say we need to put some sort of spy device on his computer? Isn't that the police's job? I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick. I mean, it is possible. Because he does want me to get things put on his computer. Like, he's confused about the comic book reader concept. But, I can just hook up a little USB flash drive to this little fucking computer. Put some sort of backdoor device. I don't know, keystroke.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, keystroke logger.
Yeah. I mean, nothing else. We get his name and password, right?
True.
And we could delete... We could delete his account.
His Xbox Live
account? Yeah, his Xbox Live account.
Hell yeah. Where'd that fucker go, man? That's a big motherfucker.
I gotta remember with the login.
You just yeah. One of the scrims is now gone. The miniature scrim. You okay over there, Judge?
Yeah, it's forcing the update again.
Oh, you're still messing with the
yeah
with the video. That's fine.
I'm messing with XSplit. Hopefully the cat. Fine.
But if
I wonder if 1.2 will still work.
Even at that point, if I install spyware, what does that give us? Doesn't that make me then more liable at some for something?
Yes.
See, I don't like that.
I believe that is correct.
I like sticking with the recording things because I know the legality on that. I'm legally covered because in a two-party conversation, as long as one party is aware that the conversation is being recorded, and I'm the one party recording the conversation, then I'm legally sound.
Right.
We're working on it here, folks.
I'm going to try 1.2. I'm going to try to roll back and see if the old version will work.
You keep hearing Judge's Windows noises.
I turned volume down. You won't hear it anymore.
Unless someone's Skyping in.
Now, the real question, the real trick to that, to installing the spyware, for lack of a better word, on his computer,
is getting access to his computer without him
seeing.
What about his phone?
His Windows phone? What about it?
Well, his phone would probably be the easiest one to fuck with.
Do you think he would? But how would I get something like that on there? He doesn't want me touching his phone.
Speaking of, Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
No,
am I right?
Shit. That's right. Well, that guy wasn't in Wu-Tang.
He was Wu-Tang affiliated.
That's still not Wu-Tang.
I know, but he was affiliated.
Wu-Tang ain't got nothing to fuck with.
He says he ain't got. Dude, he ain't nothing to fuck
he's
with.
He's in a nook.
He ain't nothing to fuck wiener, with now.
Wiener, 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 wiener. He's a various.
I saw that, and that was the first. It said Wu-Tang affiliated guy. I knew he wasn't in, but
dude, he cut his dick
that
off.
That was the first thing I thought. It was like, now you ain't really nothing to fuck with, are you?
He cut his dick off and jumped out a window.
That's it, like that. What bath salt did he smoke before?
Like, at least Miley Cyrus, or what's her, no, Amanda Bynes threw a bong out the window.
Bynes.
Like, she didn't cut her tits off before she did
Thank
that.
God.
Right?
Oh, apparently my Avs won. Nice. By the way, the last time I watched an Avalanche game, Patrick Waugh was in net. Joe Sakic was the center, and Peter Forsberg was the right winger.
So again, early 90s. No, I'm just kidding.
They had Ray Bourque as a defenseman.
Bourque Laser?
Ray Bourque Laser?
Man, I'm fucking legitimately flipping out now because I think that fucking spider is right behind me.
It's watching you.
I know.
It's watching.
With its spider eyes.
All of spider them. Spider eyes. All of them.
Like, I want to smash them with a fucking shoe.
It's watching you. It's kind of like...
No, it's going to be great because if we don't find it by the time Minnie goes to sleep, Minnie's going to be flipping out. Big son of a bitch.
Okay, so we install
Alright, Maul has it. Hold all the Skylander figurines up for ransom and make him trade over his phone as payment.
That's more your style.
Yeah. No, what you do is you find a really complicated badass app, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't know how to do or work. And then, like, you just fucking be like, here, buddy, let me put this on there.
Yeah, I get that, but he's going to watch me, though.
Fair enough.
The key, like, we have to almost make him go pee while I mess
make
with him.
Make him go pee.
I don't know how you would make him go pee, but I don't know.
So are we waxing this nipple or what? Is this exploit happening?
I'm still working on
it. We're working on it. I'm sorry, folks.
Still working.
Hey. Hey. It's for horses.
Those are barnyard animals. What?
Apparently, the Ustream is up and ready to go.
I think this might work.
You might have got it.
I think
a little bit.
Should I hit the stop broadcast?
Sure, we'll give it a shot.
You want to take a break and then we'll do it? Or?
Yeah, well, let's take a break and get this working.
I mean, okay.
See if we can get this working.
Okie dokie, folkies. We'll be back after these messages.
Message.
Dead babies.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
He is. He's a great friend. He's like my buddy. He's the
yeah.
doll.
Yeah,
my buddy. Like, my buddy.
He's not a real
me
person.
And my buddy and me. I just pretty much when I need him, which is on Monday nights from 7 to 10.
There you go.
And my buddy. My buddy laughs at everything I say. My buddy, my buddy, everybody thinks he's gay.
Nice.
Conti and Kenny, morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon, like backpacks and pressure cookers. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a drunk Russian. Click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to 360 on 420. Now change your username. It's right there on your right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Listen to 360 on 420 Sunday and Thursday nights at midnight Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
I personally have not. I have had something waxed.
Dead babies. It's going down.
You I'm better yelling be yelling timber. You motherfucker.
You're going to move.
I'm gonna dance is what I'm gonna do.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Let's make
folks.
A night you won't remember.
I'm working on it.
I'll be the one you won't forget.
Alright, get the shirt off, skinny.
Oh, here it goes. Ooh. Folks at home, hold on, let me get the proper
hurry. This shit I gotta keep reheating it. The more I heat it, the hotter it gets.
Oh my fucking god.
There you go. Do it to the camera for Kitty.
Just pull it up.
Just remember, it's for Kitty. She kid. Can't even get his fucking
or
shirt off.
Oh, this is.
Oh, an armpit.
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking
an
dare.
An armpit?
No. No.
All right, let's just make sure. All right, everybody at home. The video's working at home, right? I want to make sure that everything's...
I feel awkward being the second shirtless man in this room.
Oh, man.
Wait, do we
this
all
this is going to be great. So show the before. Hold on. No. I got this, man.
You're zooming?
We going to do this right. All right. Here we go.
You want me to frame it?
Hold on.
Frame it? Man.
Hold on. Let me get it. All right. Now, there's the before.
It's fucking before, man.
This is going to be awesome. Now, do I have to take mine off to go over there and do it?
I don't want you doing it.
Well, she wants me doing it.
Why?
Is that fun for him? All
right, boy. Do I have to take my
the
shirt
man
off
knows.
Too?
Now rest assured,
that's
folks.
That's two things. That's
this
two
is going to be on video. Oh, please squeal like a girl.
Do I have to take my shirt off for it, too?
I probably...
Dude, multiple angles. Let's get this going.
No, shit. You don't take your shirt off for this.
I feel like not have to.
We're going to give...
Believe me, I'll make you look tan, bro.
We're going to...
Yeah, we're on Ustream, folks.
You're going to put it on. Okay. You're going to put the wax on. And then both she and I are going to rip
the at the same time.
Oh,
this
getting
is
both
great.
At the same time?
Oh, hell yeah. Application it's by like, Lodors,
you
and
know
then
what?
Rip off by the old ladies.
Like, rip it off, like, not long after you put it on. Hey, you gotta rub it in really.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
You rub it in.
And then you go.
Please scream like a girl.
You know, I'm gonna have, like, uneven, aren't I? I'm gonna have uneven
wax. No, she's gonna do this right,
she's
man.
She's doing one, he's doing the other. They're gonna be uneven. I don't like that look.
That face is fantastic. Fucking,
you're plotting. I know you're plotting, and I don't like it.
I know it's off. It's off camera for you fine folks at home, but that face was great.
Half a nipple.
Okay, come on, get over there.
No, you go here. Go through here. Go through here.
But it's starting to like.
Listen, people. If I don't make it, don't worry about it. You're probably yes. I Zoe, you should be on this side though. Zoe, please come over on this side.
Oh no, I'm gonna sit here.
I trust this side a little better.
I'm gonna sit right here next to you.
Hold on.
Look, I gotta keep.
Zoe. All
right, here we go.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
Here we go with the nipple.
All
right, cool. Oh, no. You fucking cunt. You cock.
Okay.
This is getting a little gay.
You're good. I can't deal with three shirtless men in the room.
Exactly. Exactly.
Two was a little awkward, but I was right? Doing that for pure pleasure. Now there's another one.
And I have it on video. Just this apply is... them nipple. Go on, get the dog out of there. Get the dog out of there.
What?
Is your mommy home?
Oh, God damn it.
Works every time.
She fucking stepped on my nuts.
Lean back and shut up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on.
Not this way. Just lean back on the couch.
I know, but I got to put it in here, don't I?
Yeah, they have to see it. They want to see
in.
It. I'm zooming in with this one. We'll have this up for YouTube. Don't worry.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want to put it on?
Oh, no, come on. Come on.
You just scoop a little bit.
Why are you going to let him do this?
Oh, this is great.
Why? No, if you're ripping it off, you should do the whole process. No.
Look, I don't want wax on my couch now.
No, let her do it.
But it'll be fun.
No, it won't. I don't want you to
be a bonding
my
experience.
Nipple.
Look, I won't touch it.
It's drying.
My wood's drying.
You do it.
My wood will touch your nipple.
Stir it.
You gotta
stir it.
Hey, your ass is in the way.
You're in the shot.
Yeah, they got a great shot of your ass.
Wedgie! Here, look. I gotta go heat it back up.
We need some heat up. Oh. So this was the...
I have a like, five-minute furlough. I have like a 5-minute furlough right now.
All
right,
that was the pre
2-minute furlough.
Yeah, that was the minute that was furlough. The warm up.
I have a furlough.
Easy, bro.
What easy?
I got that's it really turned up.
Oh, why?
So that when you scream, it's gonna be great.
Jesus Christ! You're looking for me to clip.
Yeah, I want you to.
And
clip
Ma
it.
Says I look like the villain from the second Goofy movie.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Take two.
Don't lean back on the couch, good lord.
Take
face
two.
Him.
I'm facing him.
Face him.
No,
look at him.
Face where?
Oh, it's hot.
Oh,
stop
this is
it. Oh, God, how hot is it?
It's kind of hot on the outside. It's hurting my fingers.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Hey, I told you, it's time I have to heat it back up.
I'm not stalling. This motherfucker.
Okay.
How hot what? Is it?
Here
wait,
we go for the application.
It?
Stick your finger on the outside.
Oh, this is great.
Hurry up.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I hope you drip it on his chest hair.
Oh, get that. Dude, that's a reverse Coletta. Where Coletta's whole lace is on his chest, you have chest hair.
Wax the happy trail.
Don't you touch my happy trail. It's happy for a reason.
Oh, this
it's
is,
there.
This is
as long
so
as no one
awesome.
Dies of dysphagia on the way.
You're letting cool off.
No, I'm trying not to get waxed all over you. Shut up.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, that's fucking hot.
Stop moving.
Ow. That's hot. Ow.
It's sticking to you.
I know it's sticking. It's wax.
Zo, sit.
It's hot.
Sit.
Zo. We're gonna get the whole thing here.
What is this like?
Give me the thing.
Oh, we got multi-angle, and I'm pretty sure that those fine people are taking it.
He's in the room, or he's in the way.
Oh,
sweet! You're gonna need to put one of them things on there.
Oh, you already have a nipple hair on it.
What? You put the whole thing? Why are you gonna?
Oh, this is going to be great, folks.
She didn't get the whole thing
yet. I know.
She's applying
it.
Oh, here we go. Give it the count.
I got it all, so
time for one little spot. Lean back.
I told you, you didn't get the whole fucking thing.
Zoe, get down.
Relax.
I'm relaxed. All right.
He just went,
he liked that one. Mm.
We got one.
A little bit.
There's a little hair
left. Oh, there's a little. You gotta get it.
Shit. Fuck you.
See, this is how you end up with uneven nipple hair.
What? I didn't think by letting you do it, I'd end up uneven.
Oh, so are we doing the other side, too?
Yep.
Oh, this is great.
That all. I'm gonna give it a moment. Look.
You need a break, buddy?
Look, he looks like...
No, I don't need a break. Just fucking do it.
All right, here. Hold that.
I don't want that.
Here, hold that. Is it still hot?
Yes, you hold my nipple hair.
How do you feel about that, sir?
You ass! It's not a beer top.
Hey, stop now. That'll stick to stick.
It's not on the floor.
All right, that was the end of nipple one. We'll be right back with nipple
it's
two.
Not quite the end.
I'm doing it for the...
Yeah, I know.
For the... How's this working over? I can't see anything in the chat, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
But we'll go back and read comments after this. And
pluck the stray hairs. The one time I will do it. B.
We have one more nipple to go.
Is that the wax I'm smelling?
Ah, get it off me.
Am I smelling the wax?
Yes.
Yes,
how
that's
hot
the
is
wax.
That now? It was hot last time. My nipple's still burning.
His nipple is a little reddish.
Well, it's gonna be.
There's a present for you.
I thought she was grabbing for your... Never mind.
Wasn't high enough.
Okay. The bad part is I was thinking she's aiming a little low, don't you think?
Okay.
Are we ready?
Don't blind me with the light.
I'm not. I'm trying to get it all on film.
You want me to turn for you?
To pose for the first... Yeah, get it. Make it gay. Make it gay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Goofy ass.
Yeah, look at that face.
I just hate with the
dogs. Oh, here
look,
we go.
He's like,
that's hot. So hot. Ow. It burns.
Relax.
It burns. It hurts.
Imagine how that's nice, dude. You could take pictures while you're doing fun. Video. I didn't know that.
Ow! Rise, chicken. Rise.
Here, take that.
Rise, children. Rise, children. All right,
here we go.
Is that the
sticky?
She's here for your comfort.
Why don't you come up here? She's trying to lick it better.
One, two, three.
Not okay, all of it, but
more
it's there.
Paper. More paper.
Rise, chicken.
Now, when you came to the show tonight, did you expect to leave with all your nipple hair?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
Apparently not very well.
Nah. Man, there's going to be a lot of uploading after this.
Mm-hmm. Burns.
Mm-hmm. All right, are we good on the video, or do you want want that?
It's the fucking light in my eyes what it is.
What show are you listening to?
360 on 420, you
What time does it come on?
What do I need Sundays and Thursdays at 11.
Stuff on you, trust me.
Unless there's a pay-per-view.
That's fucking timing.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot to
Let's
label
see.
100%
Lean your head back. I can't see. Oh, I need to get a hair right there.
Oh, that's great.
Do I go through that again?
We're doing this again?
I got to get it.
I'm glad you got taps for this, if not me.
It's probably for the best.
You're earning your stripes.
Unless, you know, like, you want me to wax your face, but we're not going
Look, he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
I think really you'd have to ask her what needs to be waxed.
All right.
I ain't touching
that. We're doing the middle.
Next step, the b-hole.
We're doing the middle.
Oh, I called dibs on b-hole waxing.
Dude, we need to get that middle thing.
You're no. No.
Why not?
No.
I wouldn't do that. That's
no.
That's the sternum.
Did you get it all?
No, you know what it is? He's going to need that hair there to make up for the hair he doesn't have.
That's right. Yeah. You can't go completely.
That way, if it gets too cold, he can just squish it together.
No, the scarf only covers this much.
Is that... Now you're really going to need the scarf.
I know, I am.
Nipple-friendly.
Very nipple-friendly.
Here. All right, got to go get more paper.
Butt Monkey says, now do my balls.
No.
That's not happening.
Butt Monkey just wish he had pubes.
But let's be honest, Butt Monkey just wants to see it on video. He just wants a good look at my balls. You know, this is surprisingly good quality like pictures? Video that's yeah, going on here.
What can you say? The LG G2.
With my fat, no ass having motherfucking just sitting there. Yeah.
I love in every shot.
I love how you're still holding the wax and it's got like my hairs on the stick. Why don't you lick it? No, see what it tastes like.
Nasty. Wait, they make edible?
They do make edible.
They do make edible.
Well, what can we say, folks? We know how to do radio. Oh my god. There's the money shot.
Oh, me and the yeah.
With no fucking shirt on.
Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
I don't know.
It's just like your butt in my face. And him in the background.
It's basically a usual night in the truck.
Dude, you photobombing, that's classic. Oh god, I gotta say that. No, his face is what makes it.
Oh, he's scratching his head because he's looking at her ass. Like, is your
I know y'all can see it.
Oh, that's so mean. Gotta heat wax.
Gotta heat wax. It's got all my hairs all over it now.
Actually, he's